Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song. Last week we heard of the conversion of Saul. He then took the name Paul. Today we hear of a portion of his third missionary journey. Paul was returning to Jerusalem from Macedonia and Asia Minor with representatives from churches in those areas and gifts for the poor in Jerusalem. Speaking to the elders of the church at Ephesus, he refers to them as part of the flock. We pray for Jesus to guide us also in the hymn, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us.
A reading from the 20th chapter of Acts. Now from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews, how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things, to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, It is more blessed to give than to receive.
Reading from Revelation returns to the vision of a great multitude standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Salvation belongs to our God, acclaims this salvation as an accomplished fact. Thus, not being bound by time in this vision, these clothed in white robes, the ones coming out of the great tribulation, are all the redeemed, as we would see them past, present, and yet to come. The Lamb will be their shepherd, guiding to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The hymn, "Behold a Host Arrayed in White," brings us also into this heavenly vision presented by St. John.
A reading from the 7th chapter of Revelation. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."
In the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, Jesus speaks of himself as the Good Shepherd three different ways. Today's reading presents the third, in which he gives the words of comfort and safety, that no one will snatch them out of my hand, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. We hear then a hymn setting of Psalm 23.
A reading from the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. At that time the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one.
Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and sharing the news of the Good Shepherd. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. The St. Peter Joyful Journey continues this coming Wednesday with a viewing of The Chosen and includes fellowship for all adults beginning at 5:30 p.m. May you find peace in the Lord your Shepherd.